I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
No more! Hang on!
I'm trying to use the phone!
It's Movie Friday. As always, our Movie Day team, Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer are here. Rafer, Kristen, I'm in Charlotte. You're in New York. How you doing?
How are the Carolinas?
They're great. Rafer Guzman, of course, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. And both of them constitute the Movie Date podcast, which you can subscribe to at moviedatepodcast.org. So, guys, this week, it's all about floating out in space for a whole variety of reasons, including the release of Gravity. Yes? How exciting is that?
It's pretty exciting.
All right. Hold your opinion for a moment. Let's get a clip in. It's George Clooney, Sandra Bullock, floating out in space with limited options, kind of the way we all feel this week. Listen.
Houston Explorer, copy. Explorer, Dr. Stone requesting faster transport to Bay Area. Explorer, do you copy?
Explorer, permission to retrieve Dr. Stone.
Here goes one.
We've lost Houston. The theme here is Houston, we have a really big problem. Kristen, what did you think?
It's a huge problem. Yes, we have two astronauts in space played by Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Their spacecraft is damaged and they are untethered, floating off into space in their spacesuits, trying to survive and find their way back to Earth. And I just have to say, it is a movie that's trying to do something very difficult, have it both ways, be both interesting and smart and artistic and be a big Hollywood blockbuster. And for the most part, it succeeds. I have to say, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. It was visually spectacular. I was so tense. The acting was great. And I couldn't believe how immersive the world was that they created, not just visually, but physically you feel it. And I have to warn people, you might get motion sick watching this movie. It's very immersive. You feel like you're out there with them the whole time.
So it really sort of harkens back to the sense of physical isolation and all the sort of questions of identity and how we are tethered to the Earth as human beings that comes from Kubrick's 2001. Does it succeed, Rafer?
I think it does in some respects. There are definitely some very clear nods to those heavy themes of birth and evolution that you saw in 2001. I have to agree with Kristen. This movie is like just a visual stunner. It's like one of the most incredible things you will ever see. Thematically and emotionally, it left me just a little bit cold, and I was a little disappointed by that. But there's no denying that it's an incredibly wild ride. It's the special effects are the real star of the film, and they will really knock your socks off.
Cold, that's what space is all about. Runner Runner is our next offering. Justin Timberlake, a student from Princeton University who, well, has all kinds of problems. Listen to the clip.
I think that ends our business here. Unless, of course, I feel like sticking around and taking a shot at a real business. Guaranteed 7 figures in the first 18 months. Guaranteed 8 figures in the first 3 years. So what do you say? Is it Newark? Will you stick around here with me?
Last time Timberlake got a business proposition was in The Social Network. Rafer, he's getting one from Ben Affleck. What'd you think of this?
Yeah, this is trying to combine, the Social Network with Wall Street. The plot is identical. Young whiz kid falls under the spell of a ruthless empire builder. I think it wants to be very timely and topical. It's all about online gambling and technology. It doesn't really work. The story's a bit of a mess, but it is kind of fun to see Affleck countercast as a charming villain type. That's not something you see him do much. That's kind of fun.
All right, Rafer and Kristen, what's up on the podcast this week?
Well, it's our annual speed date. We're going to do 10 movies in 10 minutes and talk about Gravity in more detail.
All right, the Movie Date podcast you can subscribe to at moviedatepodcast.org. Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, Rafer, news critic at Newsday, Kristen, culture producer for us. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you,
John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.